Hey, it's the Local Music Exchange. Because music has no boundaries, the Current, UMFM and Manitoba Music in Winnipeg have partnered for this edition of the Local Music Exchange. Every night you'll hear a Winnipeg band featured next to a Minnesota band. I'm Mark Wheat from the Current.
And I'm Michael Elves, UMFM Program Director.
And we're swapping two bands from each city for the ultimate local music exchange. Live concerts in each city. Living Hour and Mise en Scene from Winnipeg with Reina Del Cid and Gospel Machine from Minnesota. They're headed to Winnipeg on Saturday night for a gig at the Goodwill. Then you can see the lineup Thursday, November 12th when they play the 7th Street Entry in Minneapolis. The Local Music Exchange, on air and live. Listen weeknights at 6:30. Find more information on the bands and stream the music at thecurrent.org. It's time for the Thursday edition of this week's Local Music Exchange. 89.3 The Current and UMFM partnered up with Manitoba Music in Winnipeg to put together this edition of the Local Music Exchange. We're hearing a Winnipeg band and a Minnesota band every night, and I've been joined by Michael Elves, Program Director from UMFM. And Michael, we should talk about the gigs, because not only are we playing this music on the radio, that we're putting some gigs together, which is really special for us, because it's the first time that we've expanded the Local Music Exchange into the ultimate Local Music Exchange with a live concert in each city. So Saturday night in Winnipeg, there's going to be a good show at the Goodwill. Can you give us a kind of description of the Goodwill and put us in the mood?
Goodwill's a great venue, particularly for a good rock show like these acts are sure to bring. Great selection of local draft on tap, and a nice stage, good sight lines, and there's also a pizza parlor attached to it, so you can get some good eats while you're there.
Nice. Is it right downtown Winnipeg?
Pretty much. I mean, it's downtown. It's like on the edge of downtown.
And is the campus where a lot of venues are as well? Does the campus kind of feed the venues that play a lot of these bands?
The campus, there's one venue on campus that's like a student union run bar and pub that does have a stage. But most of the venues are downtown or in kind of West Broadway and sort of like the core area.
Cool. And what can you tell us about tonight's Manitoba band, Living Hour?
Living Hour, this is a band that used to be called The Hours. And in fact, I was looking, their Bandcamp page is still thehours.bandcamp.com. They didn't update that when they changed their name. But this band has been on tour, actually, for quite a while on the strength of their self-titled tape that they released on Tree Machine Records out of Bloomington, Indiana. Recently, they shared...
Michael, did you say tape?
I did say tape, yes.
They put out a cassette tape and they're touring on the back of that. That's awesome.
Yes, indeed. This is how it's done in Winnipeg. We're DIY. They just shared the stage with Ott, a band on Constellation Records, and like Sean Nicholas Savage on Arbutus Records. So they've got that kind of cachet and that kind of sound. It's a four-piece that sometimes plays as a five-piece. And Gil Carroll, one of the founding members, is the editor of Stylus Magazine, which is like a bi-monthly Winnipeg zine that of, I think, about 25 years now it's been around. But he's been the editor for a couple of years.
Perfect. So we're going to hear Living Hour's Miss Emerald Green and Gospel Machine from the Twin Cities, which is an interesting project, Michael, because in a wonderful way, we're not sure how long this is going to stay together, because Wes Burdendine has been in a local, for want of a better word, indie rock bands for a while, hadn't found his niche, as he put it, and wanted to create a sound that he's called Garage Gospel. He had a project writing some soul gospel liturgy for a Lutheran church in Minneapolis. And that was supposed to be a one-off project, but he enjoyed it so much that he asked members of Small Cities, another local band, to join him to try and create it live. But he knew he couldn't sing it, so he had to go to Jay Anthony Kyle, who is a great woman with a awesome, awesome gospel soul inspired voice. And it took him 2 years because of the different side projects for the project to come to fruition. And it's just been released as Your Holy Ghost. It's got some national attention. Our friends out in Seattle, KEXP, made it their song of the day as well. And we've been playing a bunch of Gospel Machine, and they'll be playing in Winnipeg on a Saturday night, and then next Thursday at the 7th Street Entry. So let's hear Gospel Machine with That Ring and Living Hour, Miss Emerald Green. On the Local Music Exchange, 89.3 The Current, UMFM from Manitoba and Manitoba Music.
All right, that there was The Living Hour from here in Winnipeg with Miss Emerald Green, and before that, Gospel Machine with That Ring. I sure dug that Gospel Machine tune. I might have to look them up. They'll be here Saturday as part of that Minnesota-Manitoba cultural exchange at the Goodwill. So that's pretty interesting stuff indeed.